Episode 689, Failing Forward.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How is your week going so far? Already it's one day down and five more to go. Oh, wait, no, that doesn't add up to seven, does it? One day down, six more to go. Depends on how you count your week. For me, every day seems like a week. Do you have those weeks? Failing forward. You would think coming off of a holiday, I would be like all pepped out. Like, yes, this is going to be an awesome day. But it's usually when you have those breaks and you get back at it and you have that Monday hit. And then it's like a Monday on a Tuesday or a Monday on a Wednesday. And you're like, what was I thinking? I wasn't thinking. Nothing is impossible. Wait, everything seems to be impossible, but you keep telling yourself that nothing is impossible. How much indulgence took over your life this past holiday? How much of it was the overeating of the yummy goodness of sweets? Maybe it was staying up later than normal. Maybe it was exercising your right to be whatever you wanted to be at that time, drinking whatever you wanted to drink, not paying attention to your body or your mind or your spirit at all. But even though we may fail, we may not get it right the first time, we still have to continue what? To move forward. We have to take that next step. But failing forward is the challenge and must be done. It is. It's a must do within our life. Failing forward with every misstep or every failure. Don't be discouraged. Failure is a part of your success. Did you hear that? Failure is a part of your success. And the more oops you have in your life, the more failures you have, the more celebrations will occur. You'll enjoy more successes. You'll see, you'll reap and sow. But you have to be willing to put yourself out there. That means you're going to have to be willing to make mistakes. And I don't know about you, but I don't like mistakes. The perfectionist in me is like, whoa, I need to slow down a moment here. I can't make a mistake. If I make a mistake, what happens? Well, at least if you're moving, you can what? Change direction. But if you're not moving, you're stuck. Have you ever been stuck in the mud? And that tire just continues to spin? And what happens? You just get covered in gunk if you're in the back of it. I can remember getting stuck in the sand when we lived in Hawaii, and boy, was that not a fun idea. Getting stuck in mud is one thing, but in sand, oh, you just feel like you're sinking all the time. And it's a lot harder to get out of your mouth than in your hair. It's just, yuck. But we get that way. We sit here and we get stuck. Because we choose to stay stuck instead of failing forward. But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come quickly to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay. That's found in the Psalms, Psalm 70, verse 5. The good news is that you are not alone. Whether you're moving forward or failing forward, God is with you. Setbacks in life are just not fun, are they? We would rather not have them. But all of us have them every day. And some setbacks are bigger than others. Maybe you accepted a job and then you're in that job and the first 6 months you're like, why did I even say yes to this job? It was my worst decision ever. Or maybe you decide that you're going to indulge in that pumpkin pie that was so yummy over the holidays. The problem is you had not only a piece of pumpkin pie, you had a piece of apple pie, a piece of, you know, cranberry pie. And then on top of that, you had a little pomegranate, whatever it was that was so good and yummy that the cousin brought. You're like, I'm indulging in that too. And the next thing you know, you wake up that morning with a sugar overdose. You got a sugar hangover and you don't know what to do. About a year or so ago, I hit a major setback in my life. I had an injury to my foot. To this day, I still don't know what it is. I think I kind of know what it is, but I just kind of tend to ignore it. I know that God's going to heal it, and with due diligence of me taking care of myself, I know it's going to happen. But what happened to me is that it took running away from me, and running was my thing. That's how I lost my weight. That's how I really had began to find where I was going. Go figure, right? I mean, you would think, come on, Christiane, you've got direction. Well, running gave me direction. It gave me my me time. And to have that taken away from me, it hurt me. And then about 7-8 months, maybe at most 9 months, but 7-8 months or so later after that, I hurt my shoulder. And I thought, wow, one setback after another. I couldn't believe it. I was taking my body to the next level, but not anymore. It stopped because of injury. I had to watch now what I did and how I exercised. It affected how much weight I could actually lift. I began to lose muscle. And that's not fun. I really felt defeated. And I really just honestly didn't want to get up in the mornings. I didn't want to. But I chose to begin to fail forward. Failing forward is not easy. 3 steps forward, 2 steps back is still progress. When you are facing the giant fails in your day, take a deep breath and restart again by failing forward. You will amaze yourself more the quicker you pick yourself back up, leaving room for God to work in your life. Staying stuck in the pity party will delay any success that's on the horizon for you. You don't want to be stuck in that sand. It tastes awful. It leaves that grittiness in your mouth. You really don't want to be stuck in the mud. Doesn't look good on you. May help, you know, dry and take all the yuckiness out of your pores, but it's not going to do much good necessarily for your next step. You have to be willing to fail. And in order to do it the right way, when we fail, because we know it's going to happen, you have to begin failing forward. That's your next step. When you hit a brick wall, yeah, you may bounce backwards a little bit, but that's okay, right? 3 steps forward, 2 steps back is still progress. How are you measuring yourself in progress? Are you measuring it by the perfection stick? Or are you measuring it by how many times you get up and try and try again and try again? Think about of all the greats in the world. Pick one, anyone, doesn't matter. Who comes to mind first? You know they failed multiple times till it was that one time. They tried it one more time and got them the Nobel Prize. Won an Olympic medal. Achieved a championship. Today, be willing to continue failing forward. Remember, one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. And that one step isn't necessarily a success step. It could be a failure step. Because even with a fail, it's still a step. Keep failing forward. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.